You're listening to SBS News.
Australian health officials are liaising with their international counterparts about the discovery by South African scientists of a new COVID-19 variant. There are concerns the variant, known as B11529, could be more transmissible than Delta, and there are fears about vaccine effectiveness because the variant contains a different spike protein to the ones the current vaccines were based on. South Africa is reporting an exponential rise in new infections due to the variant. The World Health Organization says it will take a few weeks to understand the impact of the new variant. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is in contact with overseas health authorities.
There are many of these variants, I should stress. I'm advised that is under investigation and not as a variant of concern. But that can change, and we monitor all of these variants, and we note the responses that are made by other countries, and we consider those in real time. What is more important, though, is the best protection against any new variant, including and those that are present, is vaccination.
Health Minister Greg Hunt is promising a fast response if the WHO declares it a major new variant of concern.
If the medical advice is that we need to change, we won't hesitate. That's what we've done as a country, whether it's been closing borders, whether it's been ensuring that there's quarantine. Our approach is to look at the medical evidence and to act fast, and we'll continue to do that.
86.3% of Australians aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated, and Greg Hunt says one of the most vulnerable subsets of the Australian population is now very well protected against serious illness from a coronavirus infection.
Our over 70s are at an extraordinary 99% of first vaccinations and almost 97% second vaccinations, so that is an immensely important protection.
Letters will be sent to all Australian households to remind people to organise a booster shot. Vaccine Task Force leader Lieutenant General John Frewen says there's already been a good take-up of booster shots.
We've had more than 370,000 people come forward for their boosters, so primary two doses are the most important thing, and we're going to keep working on getting everybody across the line on those. But for everybody else, we strongly encourage you, if you're 6 months from your second dose, to get out and grab a booster.
Victoria detected 1,362 locally acquired cases and 7 more deaths, while in New South Wales, the state reported 261 cases and no additional deaths. The ACT had 8 new cases. Queensland had no new cases, and there are just 5 active cases in the state. And South Australia has reached its 80% double-dose vaccination target for people aged 16 and over, and the state detected another 2 new cases that were both acquired interstate. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, go to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.